Nigerians have been not really, really surprised about this accusation and counter-accusation. But the general mood is that, okay, if these two major candidates of the two major political parties before the advent of Labour Party and NNPP are accusing each other of gross abuse of power, corruption, then they are not fit to lead the country. That is the general mood. But of course, Nigerian politics is far, far beyond just the mood.
Why are these accusations coming at this time? Is this just mere political publicity stunt, just to converse for vote in the run-up to the election?
Well, I think it's to confer advantage of one party over the other. You know, before the advent of Labour Party, represented by Mr. Peter Obi, and maybe Kwan Kwanso of NNPP, traditional, let me use the term, power hustlers in Nigeria has been either the PDP or the APC. So you see that, okay, this person wants to outdo the other. Say, so, okay, take Nigerian electorate that PDP is better than APC or APC is better than PDP. Now they have gone for the jugular to say, look, if you want someone that has credibility, that will be APC. Now, for APC to do that, they have to look at PDP and say, look, your candidate is corrupt. Somebody has come out to say and gave you allegations and all that of very fundamental issues that he has been involved in corruption during his time as vice president and the rest. And then, of course, PDP too have said that, look, the candidate of APC has been emerged in drug dealing in the U.S., having conviction and all that. So I think it's more for political gains. But I think it's going to influence in a little way. I say I use deliberately in a little way how people will that have made up their mind to vote for either of these factors. Okay, they can now go for the neutrals. But I don't think it's going to play a major role in the outcome of the elections in terms of who is to be voted for.
Talking about the Labour Party, the party has officially called for schools, universities, and tertiary institutions in the country to be given a break in order for them, for the students to go back to their respective areas where they registered to vote. Some people in the House of Representatives are also calling on the tertiary institutions to close for some time. What is the thinking here?
No, the thinking traditionally, even as a parent that I am, being the experience of the past, for security-wise, most parents will want their children to be at home or to be in an area where they can easily have access to them. So it's not a new thing, because in the past, there have been short breaks, 2 weeks or 3 weeks, as the case may be, during the election period, both the presidential and the gubernatorial elections in Nigeria. So it's not a new thing whatsoever. Of course, you can only, in Nigeria, if you have a voter's card, you can only vote where you register. What that means is that if you register in Lagos, you cannot vote in Abuja, but so you have to go back to Lagos to where you register to vote. That is the position in Nigeria currently. And then the expectation or the permutation is that the young people actually going for P2B. You know, so I think Mr. Peter Obi or Labour Party may have some advantage there, because most of these students actually registered in their polling unit outside the school where they are now.
There are suggestions that the elections could go for a runoff. Both the APC and the PDP have vowed that they are winning first round hands down. How realistic is the possibility of a runoff?
I would say that the possibility of a runoff is, let me say, 50%. Because now there are 18 political parties, actually. But there are four headliners. In no particular order, you have the ruling APC, the main challenger, the traditional challenger, the PDP, the People's Democratic Party, and then, of course, the Revolutionary Party, as I call them, the Labour Party. And, of course, there's the fourth arm, the Kwan Kwanso, is not a pushover. So, but you need to understand how one can be declared the winner of a presidential election in Nigeria. It's not just simple majority of votes. You must have a spread. You must have 25% in 2/3 of the state. Nigeria have 36 states plus the FCT, plus the Abuja. Abuja is the federal capital territory. That is 37. So if you calculate to 10, you must have a spread of winning 25%, apart from the simple majority you have. So that is the fear, and that this time around, these four major political parties are going to take substantial votes. So we may not have a clear winner that will meet this criteria